Credited with saving the life of a motorist experiencing cardiac arrest, local teens Tyler Brulette and Levi Owl were celebrated as heroes during a ceremony on Friday morning. During the event at LaSalle Secondary School, both young men received a rescue award from the Advanced Coronary Treatment Foundation, and a Good Neighbors Award from Sudbury NDP MPP Jamie West as dignitaries and guests cheered them on. Awards are nice, but both teenagers told Sudbury.com after the ceremony that the fact they saved a life is the part most likely to stick with them. "It's surreal," Owl, 18, a graduate of Collège Notre Dame, said. "It's definitely something to be proud of," Brulette, 17, a LaSalle Secondary School student, said. "It was not something we expected, so the fact that she's here with us and doing better is a really good feeling." Exchanging loving looks with the two young men who saved her life, Claudette Lecaire said, "There are no words to describe how she feels. I'm so overwhelmed," the grandmother of nine said. "I've made a new family and I'm hoping that we'll be together for a long, long time." The incident took place at approximately 11:30 p.m. on December 10. Lecaire was driving home after celebrating her birthday with colleagues when she suffered a cardiac arrest. "Then it all happened, and these two brave guys saved me," she said. "I'm really proud of them." Brulette and Owl were in a vehicle when they saw a car that had gone off the road into a fence. They pulled over to check the scene, and found Lecaire unconscious behind the steering wheel. They phoned 911, pulled her out of the vehicle and were unable to find any vital signs. Switching between the two of them, both administered CPR compressions until emergency responders arrived on the scene approximately 5 minutes later to take over Lecaire's care. Health Sciences North Emergency Department Medical Director Dr. Rob Lepage attended Friday's awards ceremony to lend additional context to the medical intervention. "Cardiac arrest," he explained, "is when someone's heart stops pumping and they quickly lose consciousness. If somebody doesn't get CPR very quickly after they collapse, there's virtually no chance of survival," Lepage said, noting that studies have shown the survival rate decreases by approximately 10% per minute that someone has not received CPR. The rapid action and courage of Brulette and Owl very likely saved Lecaire's life, he said. "If they had not got out of their car and checked on her and used the skills they learned in high school to do CPR, there's very little chance she would have survived this cardiac arrest." Both Brulette and Owl learned how to administer CPR at their respective schools as a result of the Advanced Coronary Treatment Foundation's efforts to set up CPR and AED, automated external defibrillator, education programs in 23 schools in Sudbury and its surrounding communities. The program sees to it that teachers are trained to educate students in various aspects of CPR and how to use an AED. To date, approximately 35,000 Sudbury area students have received training, with an additional 3,000 added to that total each year. "Efforts such as this have had a lasting impact on the greater Sudbury area," Lepage said, noting the rate of bystander CPR currently sits around 50%, which is a significant jump from a few years ago when only 15 to 20% of people were receiving proper care before first responders arriving on scene. In class instruction about recognizing the symptoms of cardiac arrest and how to prevent it from happening in the first place might further improve matters, he said. "We can prevent heart disease by not smoking, vaping, or eating a poutine every day, getting your blood pressure checked, finding out what your cholesterol is and whether you have diabetes," he said. The foundation's efforts have recently expanded to include opioid overdose training, wherein students learn how to recognize an overdose and administer nasal naloxone. The Sudbury Catholic District School Board has already joined. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.